Well, we could slow us down.
Whoa.
Pay attention, follow me.
All right, round number, almost 2:45, catch. Just going to number, section three, number five, 21-150, regards Catherine Burbs, DVM, continuance of informal interview of February 16, 2022, for the purpose of receiving additional information or reviewing possible action to approve proposed findings of fact, conclusions of law, and adopting in order. Dr. James Ogilvie.
I think a motion that we approve the findings of fact and conclusions of law as written in the draft.
Second.
Motion for a second to adopt findings of fact, is our findings of fact, and then, did you say and conclusions of law? And conclusions of law is our conclusion of law. Any discussion? Roll call.
Dr. Brenner?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Lohe?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
And Dr. Brenner, motion carries.
So regarding the order, can we find out if there were any priors?
There were none.
None? And then in this case, just new from before, we do have a request from the complainant for reimbursement of fees, so this is a little bit different than most of the orders that we got, if we want to include that in there. So with no priors, I would make a motion that we order the license 6340 to be placed on probation for a period of 1 year, and that in that year, we do 4 hours of CE in emergency medicine, ideally if it could be specific to snake bites, but I don't know if there's something like that that exists. And, I don't know, on the civil penalty, I would rather see this, the invoice be, the complaint be reimbursed, which is the $549.27 versus the civil penalty, but we've just never done that before, so I wanted to get some thoughts on it.
I like doing that and not the civil penalty.
So then my motion would be the 4 hours of CE, the 1 year probation, and payment of the $549.27, reimbursement, I guess, of that amount to the client.
We have a motion.
Second.
And a second. Any further discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Roll call.
Dr. Brenner?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Lohe?
Aye.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
And Dr. Brenner, motion carries.
Section four, number two, regards the Evan Keesel, DVM, board interview, discuss take action on practice termination plan and proposed practice monitor. Wright is leading on this one.
Yes, so looks like a proposed monitor of Joe Valentine, DVM. Have we used that one before? I mean,
No, she's never been proposed as a practice monitor before. She does not have any disciplinary action. My only small concern is the place she works at is Animal Birth Control in Tucson, which traditionally those, it's a chain, sort of small chain in southern Arizona that traditionally just focuses on spay, you know, spay neuters, vaccines. I think they do some more expanded care, but I don't think that's their primary aim, to, you know, go across place. So I just don't know how well that matches up with what we're trying to accomplish with that.
I'd be happy to interject there. That particular clinic, the ADC, that's how they draw people in.
Oh, okay.
They go ahead, they do the full practice.
Okay, good, perfect. That's, I thought we'd start to piece a little bit of that, answers that question.
So, yeah, I mean, I guess we would say we accept, or make a motion to accept Joe Valentine DVM as practice monitor for Dr. Kiesel. Are you making a motion? It's a yes, there's a nod.
One second?
One second.
All right, motion on the floor, second, to accept his nomination for his practice monitor. Thank you, Dr. Nazza, for the additional info there. That was a question. Is there any further discussion? Let's do a roll call.
Dr. Brimmer?
Aye.
Ms. Ross?
Aye.
Dr. Jaynes?
Aye.
Mr. Lowey?
Aye.
Dr. Nazza?
Aye.
Ms. Solomon?
Aye.
Dr. Johnson?
Aye.
And our resident, motion carries.
Okay, any thoughts or comments on the exit plan?
Not really. I mean, that's, I don't know how well we can really do anything about that. It's just kind of like, okay, he's got a plan, I'm happy with that.
Well, it's detailed and always seen before.
So it's like for an exit strategy, it's kind of like, okay, he's saying he's not going to renew a license after 2024. Okay, great. I think that's as good a plan as any. But I don't really need to know the particulars of selling a practice or what's going on, because I don't care if it's sold, if it's closed or whatever. I mean, I want to, I know it's a large task for him to undertake either way. So I'm willing to give him a lot of latitude to kind of deal with that.
Can I ask for verification of the license expires?
When his veterinary license? He has December 31st of this year, and if he chooses to renew.
If he chooses to renew.
Yeah.
Okay, because I'm just doing the math. I was like, it says right now that his license expires in 2024, so I was like, wait a second.
Yeah. No, because in here it says something like, I will not submit a new application, but he's going to have to get to 2024, so I was like, eh, there's a little confusion there, but I'm okay with that as long as there's a set of plan in place, and I mean, it kind of is what it is, so.
I just noticed something that maybe, if I am thinking out loud, that on the second page, the client notification procedures.
On the February 18th letter? Or?
On the.
Oh, yes, okay, yeah. Section B?
Yes, section B. Clients and former clients will receive written notification by email, et cetera, a minimum of 9 days prior to retirement sale. A retirement closure no later than September 24th. So if he's supposed to give up his practice in February of 2024, why is it taking until September of 2024 to tell people? What am I missing? Because the consent agreement was signed in February 2022.
Well, he's based on what Dr. Thompson has asked, it, my understanding is that he thinks his license will go till December of 2024. So if he hasn't by September, he will notify everybody because his license will be no longer valid. Like, he won't have a license. I don't think he's going off of the February timeline.
Right. Let me just look at the order. Yeah, because the order is for 2 years.
So I think with that September 2024, he's given the 90 days to expire his license. So I'm asking for I don't think we need to do anything action-wise in the closing plan. It's just kind of like proving the practice monitor, correct?
Great, let's move on. Number three, 2143, regards to Christina Gutusu, BBM. Board member, review, discuss, take action on continuing education completed in compliance with the board order.
Can we back up a second?
To...
He did submit that probation was 2 years, cease practicing vet med by 1/24/2024, or sooner if the termination plan includes a earlier date. So this is what he submitted, right? So this is 1/24/2024. And yet his other document is saying December 2024. Oh, we might just want to make sure these align.
If he sells it before then, which his goal is, sell it now, and be done.
Right, I just want to make sure those dates.
I see what you're saying, I'll check on that.
Okay.
Thank you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
It's going around.
Oh, man.
Now we're moving on to number three.
So this is this.
Just make sure she had the approved license and has enough hours.
We don't have the paperwork for submission for the request of the CE on this one, right? We just have the consent agreement and a certificate of completion.
She's completed, yes. Yeah, so we approved it. She completed it.
So we did approve it, though. That's what I just wanted to make sure.
We did, yeah.
So I'll make a motion that we accept the actual 1 second.
Second.
Or the hours. Four hours, okay.
4 hours.
So that was it, and then there was no civil penalty or anything on this one, or is that already paid? Let's see. Before I make a motion saying that we accept everything.
Civil penalties now on the agenda.
Oh, this is just, okay, this is just continuing education exception. So I'll make a motion to accept the 4 hours of continuing education in case 2143.
Keep this in line.
So this is not finishing.
Second.
It's just accepting the hours.
Okay, motion on board is second to accept the continuing education completed. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes. Next up is 21-104 in regards to Hannah Blackman, DBM. Board member, review, discuss, take action on continuing education completed in compliance with consent agreement. It's in this circle.
So this is the one I think I had questions on. So she's submitting these before she got approval, is that correct?
Yes, this was odd one where, because of my error, she used a template that didn't require a CE plan.
Oh, okay.
But I had conversations with her that it was in her best interest to submit such a plan, and she did previously, but she was having difficulty finding the exact thing.
Mm-hmm.
And then I got back with her about what the board had suggested, and she never replied until this, saying that she had just done something. So that's all I know.
So we're okay approving it, and we're not setting any bad precedent or anything? Having it approved and then...
No, her consent agreement says she has to provide satisfactory written proof to the board that she's completed 3 hours of CE.
But does it say it has to be pre-approved?
Correct.
It doesn't have to be pre-approved. She understood that you have the ability to say, no, you does not say right.
That. And this CA, it doesn't say that.
So anyway, so Is this what we wanted her to take, the inapptence and weight loss, chronic disease?
It was supposed to be esophageal tube placement.
Yeah, so we have an hour on feeding tube.
Yeah.
And then the other one's like feeding and taking care for him, so. There's 3 hours required, we can see, 3 hours of education.
On demand, I'll be live by.
3 hours by completing the esophageal placement. And we have an hour in inapptence and weight loss and chronic disease by treatment matters, and inapptence and weight loss and chronic disease, we probably talked about feeding tubes. We have actually a course on E-tubes 101, feeding tube basics, and then we have the on demand, I'm feeling feline fine.
That's one I was making fun of.
Yeah, which doesn't really say much about any kind of feeding tube, so that's a wrong question about. Thoughts?
I don't see anything on feeding.
On feeding tube? So.
That was two.
We have one more hour. Probably someone's completed.
One hour.
How much was the Hills one?
Yeah, the very first one was 1 hour, this one was also.
Four hours.
Yeah, 1 hour duration in the middle, and then the last one was.
Two.
Hills said duration was 1 hour.
So I would make a motion to accept inapptence and weight loss and chronic disease, why treatment matters for 1 hour, and E-tubes 101, feeding tube basics for 1 hour, but that still leaves 1 hour left to complete.
But doesn't the second one also cover, it says it covered feeding tubes and demonstrated esophageal feeding tube placement?
The E-tube 101?
No, number two, I'm feeling fine, I'm feline fine. If you read the description that she wrote next to it.
I'm only seeing the certificate, where's the description?
This course covered feeding tubes and demonstrated esophageal feeding tube placement using the Mylet Tomar device. So that does probably mean that there's 2 hours of feeding tubes.
Okay.
Two, yeah, so she'll say four.
So I'll accept, well, she actually got 4 hours worth, so we'll accept the 3 hours for her C completion to make a motion for that, and then she had 1 hour, I guess, for her regular C.
Second.
Still took off that same bar.
Again, are you okay with this?
Got a motion in a second.
All right, we got a motion on the floor in a second to accept.
Yep.
All in favor?
Aye.
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 Motion passes. We did that one.
Yep.
Next, is it 2:45 yet? Not yet. So let's go on to number two, board may review, discuss, and take action on premise inspections. Victoria's the lead, we got two of them.
Yeah, the first one, the animal hospital at Tina Ranch, this was a board order one that Don had gone back to. In 2020, there were 8 potential violations, and I think 2 or 3 this time. Just briefly talking to Don, the things, issues that she found this time she thought were very minor, and didn't think that there was a need for any further action or a board ordered repeat inspection at this point. So if everybody's okay with that.
Okay, so we can.
Is that no action on that?
That's what she recommended. Then the next one is Miranda Veterinary Clinic, Z0951. This, again, was a random inspection based on the length of time from the last inspection. And Don had a lot of serious concerns about this particular premises. She indicated that the control regulatory logs had not been stopped for 5 years, a minimum of 5 years. The dispensing logs were manually adjusted to meet current quantities on hand. And she explained to me that she, the first time ever, she
she sat down with the regional council vet and actually counted out the drones, because they were so far off, she could just wipe them all and see how far off they were on the tablets. And so what they were just doing was, oh, well, that doesn't match, so let's just fix it, without trying to go back and figure out why they were off after all this time. An unlicensed crematory was being used, and as it turned out, the veterinarian's son was the one who was operating an unlicensed animal crematory. So as of yet, this was a few weeks ago, we still don't have an application for that crematory.
Was the crematory on the river for us? Oh, that's in Miranda, okay.
Yeah.
I was like, maybe you can't just install those anywhere.
No, so we're following on that. She did find out, and afterwards, they did respond to the complaint. Her sense is that they're taking the potential violation seriously. They had contacted DEA, DEA contacted us. They had also reached out to ADEQ to find out about property trips, disposal, and things like that, but she had suggested that they do. So, but based on her overall concerns about many different things, she's suggesting that the board direct us to do another inspection in the future.
I would like that inspection too, so I would say it's correct for staff to re-inspect.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so we're done with that one. Direct staff, re-inspect. Next up is number three, board may review, discuss, take action on veterinarian applications. We have one. Dr. Byrne, you're the lead.
Yes, and in reviewing the documentation that was submitted with his application, he had a DUI of 4 years ago, 419 of 18, which he put in an alcohol dependency class, and it was turned out to be totally dependent. He's had no recurrence or so I'd make a motion to approve his application for licensure.
Second.
Motion on the floor and a second to approve his application. Any further discussion?
Where do people find you that's to hire?
I would just say,
stop finding you to hire.
Man, if you're gonna make a mistake, make it in Montana. All right, we have motion on the floor and a second to accept. Any further discussion? All's in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? That motion passes. Board review, discuss, take action on information received from David Pitkin, regarding David Pitkin. Disciplinary action by Ohio Veterinary Medical Licensing Board. We need to go to executive session for this, please. No? Thank you, guys. Nobody's leading this, right? So maybe I'll.
I can assign anybody, but so David Pitkin is through the national database through ABSV. We were just notified that he is. Somewhat recent action in, from the Ohio Veterinary Board related to being enrolled in their substance abuse monitoring program. So it's my understanding he's currently under that order to do that. Kind of the unknown is his home address for us is in Ohio. You don't show any Arizona premise working on Arizona premises, but that doesn't mean he's not coming here. So that's the end of how to handle this, and Mark may have some thoughts on what to do in this type of situation.
Depending upon the type of order entered into in another jurisdiction, it's not uncommon for us to open up a complaint and just offer the licensee a consent agreement, in essence saying that if you ever move to Arizona and practice under your Arizona license, you agree to abide by the terms that are currently existent in this case in the state of Ohio. So you may want to consider that.
So we could open a case and say, one, keep us informed of what's going on here.
Yeah.
And the disposition as it goes on while your license in Arizona is still active. And two, let us know if you start practicing in Arizona again.
Yes, keeping in mind, though, that there's nothing that really requires him to do that.
That's what I'm worried about.
And that's why, you know, sometimes we, you know, at the same time, you know, extend to him the offer of entering into a consent agreement that says if you ever do practice here while subject to another jurisdiction's, you know, disciplinary action, you agree to comply with those terms in this state.
Yeah. Okay, so I would make a motion to open a case and offer a consent agreement to Dr. David Pitkin, stating that we would like to be, or please inform us of any current changes in the case in Ohio. That's according to whatever statute that I have to look up. But it says that he needs to inform us, and to please let us know if he plans to return back here to practice, to be signed within 60 days. Or do we have to worry about that?
Yeah, we should give him a little bit of time, because we're kind of a high, you know, creating a hybrid here where, you know, he has a right to respond to the complaint. And we're just trying to expedite things to see if he'll be willing to enter into kind of a sister agreement.
So you have 60 days to sign it?
Yeah, I do.
Okay. Or move to an informal, or?
Yeah.
Yeah, sign it, move to informal.
Yeah.
Okay.
I need to decide what you want to do.
Dr. Wright, did your motion include if he does, he has to comply and complete the Ohio requirements?
Well, that we need to have the disposition of how it's going, because it's going to go for 5 years. So if he comes back and practices next month,
yeah, he can tell us about it. If he's practicing in this state, he has to abide by that.
Oh, yes.
He has to abide by that program and probation while he's here.
And that, I think that's part of the keeping us updated on any current changes.
That's not the same as being updated. I could update you and tell you I'm in jail. It doesn't mean I'm not supposed to be in jail.
Yeah. But if they put a, I mean, we can't do anything because it's their order. So, I mean, if they find him out of compliance, then they would cause a problem. And then he has to report that to us. And if he doesn't, then he's in trouble. But we can't follow up on their orders. We don't have that authority.
If he's not following their orders here and we have a consent agreement that he has to follow their orders here, then yes, we can do something.
But, well, yeah, but our consent agreement says he's not following their orders, then we have a case that's open. But again, we're not going to know unless they report to us that he's not following.
If we do a consent agreement, it's not open. We've closed it. We've done the consent agreement. He's under an order.
Yes.
So follow those orders.
Right.
Exactly.
And if he doesn't, then his license here will be suspended.
Yeah, but how are we supposed to know? Only if Ohio sanctions him. And then
no, we found out without anybody telling us.
Yeah.
Because
we're
members of the AABS.
That's what we're telling him, to let us know if anything changes. If he doesn't, then we go from there. But I mean, that's, I mean, I don't know if there's better wording, but I mean, I think that's all.
I just told him what the wording
was. Yes. Yes.
He's going to follow.
I don't know how to rephrase that, so I already made my motion.
Just to be clear, the motion is to open up a complaint.
Yeah.
Have him respond to give us an update on what his plans are, how he's doing, and to offer him a consent agreement, basically, that will say that if you ever move to Arizona and practice under your Arizona license while you're subject to probation in Ohio, you will continue to adhere to those terms.
Yeah, exactly.
I would say he even has to move here. If he's just
practicing,
if he's practicing under his license here, whether it's a 2 week vacation, relief work, whatever,
but we're not investing.
He doesn't have to move here.
But we're not investing in their case.
No.
Yeah. So he's supposed to let us know if anything changes. And if he doesn't, then he's out of compliance.
No.
I mean, we're not going to sit there.
No.
We're not going to send our. We're not going to send our staff
in,
to look at.
He can come in and practice.
We're not going to let our.
As long as he doesn't.
No, what I'm saying is we're not going to have our staff looking every single week to see if anything's changed on his case. That's what you're basically asking. We want him to let us know.
No, because Ohio is reporting to the same people we're reporting to, and they're giving us that information. That's how we got in the first place.
So that's how we would know when something changes.
Yeah.
So it wouldn't be through him.
But if we don't have him in there and he has to comply, then it does nothing.
That's why he needs to keep us updated.
Updating doesn't do anything.
Yes, it does. It tells us what's going on with that current case. That's what we always do. Oh my God. Well, I made my motion. It's standing. So either decline it or not, this doesn't make sense to me. So it's there. It's out.
Okay, so we understand how Dr. Wright's motion is amended to be corrected, right?
I didn't amend anything. I'm not amending anything. No, my motion is there, so no, you can't amend my motion.
So this is your motion, I'm sorry.
My motion is to offer a consent agreement. that says that he needs to keep us informed of any changes on that current war case in Ohio. And if he comes back to Arizona, that he needs to inform us that he's practicing here in Arizona.
Okay, but it doesn't adopt the terms of the Ohio order as our order?
Yeah, because we need to keep updating on what's going on there. I mean, we're not sanctioning him other than he didn't tell us what's going on. We're not opening a case regarding his substance abuse issues there. So our only case is that he didn't inform us about this in the first place. Now we're telling him he has to keep us informed. We don't have any evidence of anything that says anything about substance abuse. We don't have anything about that. All we have is a reporting.
Yeah, we do. We got the whole Ohio, we got the whole Ohio state.
And it's going through Ohio.
It's gone through Ohio. It's adjudicated. It's done.
For 5 years.
It's done.
For 5 years probation.
So it is proven.
Yeah.
Yes.
Documented, proven in Arizona that happened in Ohio.
Okay, so we're going to sanction him a whole other time, or we're just going to say you're being sanctioned?
We're not sanctioning him at all.
We're saying he's going to follow that.
And that's what I said.
That program.
You said he's going to report to us.
Yes. Update.
He's not updating.
Because if they say you're not following it, and then they sanction him again, he's got to report that to us.
We're going to get that report.
And that's an update. We're not going to go and investigate their cases.
We're not.
Then what are you asking for? If they find there's a problem, he has to let us know.
We don't have to rely on him.
Right.
We don't have to. Maybe every 6 months to update us on the status of the
crime. Sure, yeah. Yeah, he can tell us every 6 months what's going on. That's fine with me. It's like, we're not investigating anything on our own.
No.
Nobody's asking.
No, that's what you are asking.
No.
No.
Okay, well.
We opened a case that says he has to follow what he's already doing.
Yes.
That's just calling the sky blue.
He's got that order.
He has to do that. If he doesn't.
He doesn't have to do anything.
He can lose his license. Then he has to let us know.
Then he's going to lose his license? I think we let him know.
Well, then if he doesn't, then we open another case and we sanction him again.
I like the every six months. This is a ridiculous argument. It's a little bit more clear, I think, from a legal standpoint. So I would rather say that. I would also say, rather than if you're moving here, we need to be informed, but if you're utilizing your Arizona license,
because telemed is a big deal.
Yeah. And telemed can be done from anywhere, so he may not move here, but still uses Arizona license. It will be at some point, and probably before his 5 years is up. So let's just be proactive.
As long as you retain your Arizona license.
Yeah, because once he has no license here, we don't care.
Yeah.
So if his license expires at the end of this year, we don't care.
Correct. Is there a second?
I don't know.
I will second the 6 month verbiage.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
Then I second it.
All right. We have a motion of four and a second.
Yes.
Please tell me you don't want to discuss anything.
I'm just going to put it out and just make sure that we're all clear not to further any discussion. So we're going to open up a complaint, ask him to respond and just give us an update, then offer him a consent agreement incorporating the terms of the Ohio order and asking him every 6 months to inform us of how his compliance with the Ohio order is going. And that he needs to do so, so long as he remains licensed in Arizona to practice veterinary medicine.
Yeah.
Just to me.
And do we have the, if he comes back to practice, to let us know? But you'd have to give us his location anyway from his license.
If I'm understanding this correctly, so if he doesn't comply with the Ohio order and doesn't inform us, nothing happens to his Arizona license.
That would be incorrect.
Yeah.
We would be able to take action against him.
We would have
the board order.
Okay.
We don't have to have him tell us. He didn't tell us this.
I know. That's what I'm saying.
We got it from the reporting of the AAVSB. We'll get that same thing.
So having him
update. It may be a month later, but we'll get it.
Well, we always have everybody updated. And we'll have their sanction and their state. We always tell them to keep us updated on what's going on. So I mean, that's.
I think what you're trying to say is we're not going to get into where he comes monthly before us and we're looking at his drug.
He's doing that in Ohio.
Exactly.
Yeah. We're just saying he has to keep up with
that.
Right. Yes.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
all we're
saying.
Yes.
Yes.
Exactly. You have to comply with Ohio.
I don't understand where this water came from.
But that's not keeping us informed.
Right.
Because he didn't have to do anything.
It's just a matter of verbiage. But if everybody's okay with how Mark said it,
it sounds like we're fine. So let's just move on.
We need a vote.
Yeah.
We do need a vote.
Yes.
I asked you, please don't discuss it.
Okay, discussing. Dr. Byrne?
Aye.
Ms. Frost?
Aye.
Dr. James?
Aye.
Mr. Lowey?
I'm tempted.
Giving me an eye to.
Dr. Nosley?
Aye.
Ms. Sullivan?
I'll follow the chair's lead, aye.
Dr. Thompson?
Aye.
And Dr. Resnick, aye. Yes.
Can I get anybody a Snickers bar?
Hangry.
I've got a pine bar in here.
All right, at this time, we have a 2:45, that took longer than needed to. We're section five. Number one, board may review, discuss, take action on case C-2208 in regards to Julie Pearson, unlicensed practitioner. Is that you?
That's me.
Would you care to come forward and address the board?
No, I'm scared.
You may be afraid of me.
After that conversation.
I'll keep him reined in.
Sure.
All right, so I have one here, but I think, aren't you the lead on that?
Do we have a lead?
No, I'm gonna be the second.
I think we have a lead. So we had, this is the case.
The reviews form was signed by the breeder.
Yeah.
Julie Peterson.
So. I think we decided this, you're not gonna do that, right? Anymore?
Can you?
The officer showed up and.
Right, I'm scared now. Can you clarify, am I allowed to give rabies vaccines to my own dogs?
Yes.
We should handle by just doing introductions.
Yeah.
Yeah, could, please state your name for the record.
Okay, yes, I'm Julie Ann Peterson.
Thank you. So for your own animals.
It's not our dog.
You can do whatever you want.
Yeah, you can do anything you want, but it's not gonna be legally valid for you.
Which in your county, if you don't have the license.
A rabies vaccinate, a rabies tag license, like you have to have a dog in the municipality, or I think in Maricopa County.
Yeah.
I don't know whether every county has it, towns have it, but that rabies vaccination, to get a rabies tag, that is official that dog is vaccinated and it's not gonna be quarantined or euthanized if it bites somebody, that has to be administered by a veterinarian, the certificate has to be signed by a veterinarian, a licensed veterinarian in that jurisdiction.
Okay.
So, can anybody give rabies to any animal? Sure.
Rabies shots, not.
To your own.
Not rabies.
You could give rabies too, but only.
But not armadillo.
Not what?
Not armadillo.
Armadillo.
So when I purchase the rabies vaccines and they send me those certificate, should I just discard them?
Yes, that's.
Yeah.
Everything?
Yeah, there's.
Don't fix your signature.
Okay, and then just direct.
And they shouldn't send you.
That's the drug companies.
I mean.
I don't know, I mean, I've had.
They, did you buy from a feed store?
Generally, our reps.
I ordered it from Revival Animal Health.
Oh, that's what it was.
And they just came with it, like I didn't order those separate.
My recommendation would not be to be giving rabies vaccines.
That's the best option.
I mean, if you choose to give it to your own animals that you're keeping and you know that they're not gonna be licensed because you don't need to in your area and you're not worried about getting them getting picked up in some other area that needs license proof, then that's your own risk, right? But if you do that to a dog that you're intending to ultimately sell or find a home for, then that person is now in this weird predicament of, is that a legit vaccine or is that not? And then they may be going to a county that requires it, and now you have to revaccinate that dog, which isn't great either. So my recommendation as a veterinarian would be, don't get into the business of doing rabies vaccines.
Well, you also have to consider rabies is universally fatal, and if that dog were to contract it and bite someone and they get rabies, you're liable probably. So it's probably not a good position to put yourself in at that point.
I understand. I was just trying to set the buyers up for success and.
Yeah, now rabies is just a weird thing because it's a very controlled disease, a really bad one. It's a little bit different around the Jefferson Park and all that.
Southeast corner of the state, don't you know?
More out.
Yeah, so, I mean, there is rabies and everything else. Well, there's rabies everywhere, but there are little hot spots, it's Cochise and.
Yeah, so like dispensaries and all those that aren't regulated, it's a little bit different story. You still can't give it to anybody that are charging and all that, because that's still practicing medicine, but you're on animals, you could. But no one's following up on those. I mean, parvo's not something we're gonna get, but rabies is probably the only one I'll play with, because we haven't had a rabies positive case here in our Maricopa County, I think, for almost 40 years or something. I mean, it's ridiculous, at least in a domestic animal.
No, that's why we had a bat.
Yeah, so just, it's always bats, we gotta pick up the zoo. But rabies is one of those things that's not worth playing with, because if something goes wrong, then you get to be held civilly liable, probably, that's.
Sure, we know.
Yeah, exactly.
Plus, you wanna encourage your partners to go to a veterinarian.
Oh, absolutely. I've been doing it for a long enough time, and people are always like, oh yeah, I forgot about that, and I was like, ah. And these were an oops litter, and I had them longer than I intended, and it just, it was a bad situation.
Yeah, no, you're kinda set up for failure, because they sent you that paperwork in the rush, and now.
They.
You were gonna, yeah, they, yeah, so, but yeah, just definitely don't sign anything where it says veterinarian.
Okay, so I'm allowed to legally give them, but it doesn't really make sense, and then furthermore, the certificate, it could be certified with anything, so it's useless.
Yeah, the certificate is not legal at all.
Okay.
Unless a veterinarian administers it and a veterinarian signs it.
Licensed.
Licensed.
Are there only, okay, or are you?
I think the liability point was a very.
No, I agree with you 100%, I don't need that.
Hopefully you got some shopping to do while you're in the big city, and just come here for this.
I wish, we have terrible hand stores.
I just wanna know how you get kids to behave sitting that closely to each other, because mine would be pulling hair and scratching and biting each other.
Probably scared of doctor.
I'm like, you're putting them after each other? I would be like, you over there and you over there.
We will need a motion.
To close the case, yes, we need a motion.
I'll make a motion that we close case 2208 with the understanding that we should not be signing anywhere that it says veterinarian, and that there are risks and factors associated with giving rabies vaccines.
Second.
Motion for a second, close case.
Is this where we start fighting?
Pardon?
Is this where we start fighting?
No.
No, this is where we're.
This is an easy one.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Aye.
That motion passes. Thank you very much for your trip up here today.
And your kids are very.
Drive safe.
Thank you, I appreciate you.
All right.
You're part of the.
He's not anymore.
I'm gonna say that.
I did not know that, does Victoria know?
What?
That Dr. Munchak is no longer state veterinarian?
A few months now, yeah.
You have to go get that job.
Huh? It's already filled.
Oh, god damn it, hey, we're at this.
Too slow. Board may review, discuss, take action on American Association of Veterinary State Boards call for nominations.
So the two new people need to figure out which committee they wanna join.
Excuse me? That's what I said.
Wait till your first.
Yeah, I made it 8 years without doing it. You should aspire to be that good.
But you got to vote while you're there.
Huh?
You got to vote, though.
You get to vote while it's true.
Yeah, honestly, I don't even know what's open on, what nominations just for, like, board directors.
I think there's officers, right, not just committees?
Isn't there someone who maybe wanted to try to be on the AAVSB board?
Yeah, but I haven't looked at it forever. Is there actually the positions open right now?
There are positions open, because.
I actually need to look into that and see.
Yeah.
Okay, so, Dr. Wright, you look into that, and the rest of us are gonna move on. Number six, board may review, discuss, take action on International Council for Veterinary Assessment, ICVA updates to letter of agreement. Doesn't we sign every year because we.
This is a Natalie.
It is, this is just an update, but it does have an action item part, which we ask you every year, is there's a place for any of you could take the Natalie if you would like to, for a year or something.
Really? Just for grants?
I thought about doing that a few years ago, and I never got around to it.
What happens if you fail, right?
Is it time?
You post your score right in front of your.
I know.
Is it time?
I'm like, huh.
So I'm gonna take that as a no.
How many questions are there?
I don't know how many you take it, I guess.
There are three unique 200 item assessments.
What are they?
Three unique 200 item assessments.
Holy moly.
But I don't think you take all three, I think you get, there's three unique.
You have to go to med school.
200 item assessments.
Because then it was 8 hours.
The assessments use retired items taken from the NAVLE item bank and are formatted like the actual exam. The assessment is web-based and can be taken at any time.
Well, because I thought I was, because remember that one time I was like, well, I'll take the whole NAVLE, so this is different than what that was. Yeah.
This is the NAVLE review.
So we have to sign up to do, to test ourselves or what?
There's nothing to sign.
And why would you want to do this?
Just to see what the test is.
Torture?
I'm sorry.
Why would you want to do this?
Masochism?
Have you met some of it?
I can't tell that. Because you as a board are using that as your main bar of licensure. And so maybe it's prudent for someone to see what it's really all about.
Yeah, it's kind of like us reviewing our state questions, it's like,
I always thought that they asked such random shit that I was like, that does not actually come into clinical practice ever.
Where's this standing across the field, what's wrong with this horse?
I'm like, it does not have anything to do with whether you actually are a good veterinarian, but anyway.
James said that one.
All right, that's a non-actual item.
So that's a direction.
Moving on. Board review, discuss, take action on information received on Bullseye Canine Reproduction Services. And that is in supplement one.
This one's actionable.
And all it is, not, it's case opening actionable, and that's it, right now. So, that's not what I want, let's get.
I make a motion to open an unlicensed practitioner case against Bullseye Canine Reproduction Services.
Second.
Motion on the floor, and a second to open a case. Any discussion? Too slow.
Well, no, only discussion.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Nay.
No, my only discussion is that they're obviously carrying out surgeries right now, and we want to elevate this to.
It's not obvious.
Well, I was like, yeah, I guess your prompting was done.
There's, how do you know? Third party, hearsay, we're moving on.
Well, yeah.
Hearsay, we're moving on. That's why we're opening an investigation, because we don't know. That's hearsay.
Yeah, so I don't know if we needed to do anything, like, if they're doing surgeries, their ear croppings are doing without anesthesia.
Tracy's a professional, let her do her job.
Should we be sending it off to the police too, or do we just say, well, we'll figure it out next month, and just those animals can suffer next month?
Let's get the facts, and let's give them an opportunity to respond.
Okay.
Take one step at a time.
Number eight, board may review, discuss, take action on International Council for Veterinarians. Didn't we just do this? Oh, call for nominations. Not only do they want us to take a test and torture ourselves, they want us to serve on the committee. It really drives yourself crazy.
I know, I took the Thompson.
Who's not here? That's who we should nominate. I nominate Jessica. Is there a layperson on there somewhere?
Yes, there is.
Well, we should nominate her. I'm joking. Okay, we all know that there's a call for nominations, if you're interested.
Yeah.
Get your resume turned in. Number nine, board may review, discuss, take action on information received regarding, Yavapai Emergency Animal Hospital, that's in supplement one, and Ms. Frost is recused, I believe, on this one. And this is another one very similar to the Bullseye. It's supposition and hearsay. So if you want to find out some more, you're going to have to open a case and do it.
Mr. Chairman, I move we open a case regarding Yavapai Emergency Animal Hospital for unlicensed practice.
And do we open it against the premise, or is that Dr. Pierre Petrowski?
Or the CBT.
What, oh yeah, or the CBT, because, yeah, but I guess, we don't know yet, but do we go against the premise, or do we go against the doctor that stated this, I actually support this one?
Dartmouth.
Responsible vet, okay.
Responsible vet.
So, okay.
Okay, so we got that in the language?
Yes.
Open a case for responsible vet, do we get a second?
Second.
And a second? All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. And Ms. Frost, you can come back in now, and we have review and approval of minutes, December 8, 2021, executive session. It doesn't say anybody's abstained.
Everybody was there.
Where is this one at again? I thought I saw something in there that was...
It was right here in this boardroom in December.
Yeah, this is executive session.
Oh, is it just in the paperwork here?
Yeah, this is normal, yeah.
So I swear I saw something that was weird in there.
It's the next one.
It was the next one.
You know what was weird? We were all here.
Okay, so I'll make a motion to accept the December 8, 2021 executive session minutes.
Second.
Motion on the floor, second, to accept the executive session minutes from December 8, 2021. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion passes. Next up is the February 16, 2022 regular session. Abstaining are Dr. Burn, Dr. Wright, and Ms. Frost, Dr. Wright.
All right, I remember that. So actually, do we have?
We have a quorum.
One, two, three, four, five.
One, two, three.
Yeah, you still have five.
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the minutes of the February 16, 2022 regular session.
Jane, somebody's here in a second. Hey, we have a second.
Okay.
All right. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes. Next up is...
I accidentally voted on that one, my bad. So I'm gonna re-vote my name.
I didn't catch it. February 16, 2022, executive session. Abstaining are Dr. Burn and Dr. Wright this time.
One minor...
Any?
Correction.
It's actually been corrected, I just corrected it before it got corrected, so...
It says members under, members present, list members present twice, the second one, it should be members.
Yeah, it's been corrected.
It's been corrected, correct.
So we have a motion?
Mr. Chairman, I move we approve the executive session minutes of February 16, 2022.
Cue Dr. Jane. That's it. All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? And that motion passes. We're on to the consent agenda. The board may discuss, consider, and take action on the listed matters. Any item under consent may be removed for independent discussion and action by a board member.
So I make a motion to approve the consent agenda, removing A7, A9, A16, and A19. A18, I'm sorry, wow.
Second.
Yeah, motion on the floor to, are we approving with that, with those removed?
Yeah, we're approving with those four removed.
Approve the consent agenda with those four items removed.
Yeah.
And we have a second, all in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? That motion passes.
I make a motion to approve pending compliance and inspection for A9, A16, and A18.
Second.
Motion on the floor is second to approve pending inspection and compliance. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed? The motion passes.
That's it, because everyone's just removed. So no action.
No action in the... And we have the summary of current events. This would be a good time to ask council and staff, am I forgetting anything? Did I miss something? Or are we really almost done?
Mr. Chairman, can we, what new state veterinarian is appointed?
He's already appointed.
Pardon?
He's already appointed.
He's already appointed? He or she is already appointed? Can we invite them to attend? Introduction? There's state veterinarian.
I know, but no, you know how much confusion there is that we actually might have something to do with those guys?
Yeah, he's probably something for us.
If not, I know,
he's a walking rubber stamp.
I get his name and contact info.
Do you know him?
I can't can't remember off the top of my head. He just got appointed in January. He was the interim. He was the assistant. He was interim after they got let go of Dr. Munchak.
I think we have to know that we're here and what we do, and we have to know that he's here and what he does.
We could extend the motion. We'll summon him.
Curse.
Right. So don't have to get up all excited yet. The best part is yet to come.
Oh, my gosh.
Because here's Johnny.
Still all right.
Huh?
Still all right.
Yeah, but he knows.
You are calling did not accept unidentified call. If you are.
Yes. Yes.
It's not calls.
Where's my spot? I don't want to screw this up.
Not recognized as an auto entry. Hello, Cisco Unity, correct?
That's what you're taking.
You sure you wrote down the number?
The brother's.
Yeah.
The name of the younger brother who I got. It's 4 months old.
This is Steve. Hello?
Hello, this is Tracy at Arizona Veterinary Board.
Yes, ma'am.
My office, you guys do that for me.
Okay.
All right, so this is section nine, call to the public. The board is committed to conducting its call to the public in a manner that ensures those wishing to address the board are afforded a fair opportunity to do so. Everyone wishing to address the board will be given 3 minutes. Speakers will be advised when 30 seconds remain and asked to conclude comments. This is the time for the public to provide comment to the board. By law, members of the board may not discuss items that are not specifically identified on the agenda and thus cannot respond to any questions. The only action the board can take as a result of public comment is to direct staff to study the matter or ask staff to place the matter on a future agenda. The board may exercise either option at the conclusion of the 3 minute period. If remarks from the public contain board member criticism, the open meeting law does allow the individual members of the public body that are the subject of criticism the opportunity to respond. At all times during the call of the public, everyone is expected to treat each other with respect and civility. If a person does not adhere to these basic courtesies, the board will ask the person to modify their behavior. If they continue to exhibit disruptive behavior, the board reserves the right to end the call to the public and take other appropriate action. And Dr. Johnson, the floor is yours for 3 minutes.
Thank you, sir. My name is Dr. John Johnson, and I'm really appalled because many years ago I made a notion to the board, this board meeting should be conducted. Because of the COVID situation now, should be conducted by a Zoom so that people in Arizona and everywhere can watch the procedure, what the board is doing. Now, that request was made in writing to the director, and I want to know what the status of that. And obviously I feel that it was denied. I want to know why. Yesterday I was watching the war procedure of the war in a room. Even the national head are now communicating with the public in the Zoom. And I know Arizona Veterinary Medical Board has nothing to hide. I believe that why not put that thing in Zoom? For example, the agenda, the public can speak. Now you're saying it has been changed to 9. So if public wanted to address, they have to wait all the way to the end until you close up. So we do not know what is the momentum of the meeting going on. So by this time, I'm making the request again for the transparency of the board meeting. It should be done in a room procedure so people can watch what the board is doing. And that is the comment I make now. So enough is enough. We need to be fair to fair, because the way the world is going, no one can do anything in secret anymore. And I have seen the public comments about the board, everything the board is doing secretly. That's not right.
30 seconds.
Thanks for listening to that. And have a safe life before a cluster bomb fall on our head. Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Have a great month.
I made that for a while.
We are
you crushed
welcome. The last one.
What?
In the public, so we have.
Maybe he's just
removed
the stuff going
over. Yeah, future meetings. Right. Next regular meeting will be Wednesday, April 20th at 8:30 a.m. right here in Boardroom A. One or more board members may appear telephonically. Chairman entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.